thankful for the singing AC and thankful for all that participated in the singing and thankful for the prayer and for each one this morning. It's a beautiful day outside and we have a lot to be thankful for. But this morning we're going to talk about barriers to Thanksgiving. Consider, if you would, these few Bible passages. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, reads 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 3 and verse 20. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name, reads Hebrews 13 and verse 15. There was a story printed in Dear Abby a number of years ago. It tells of a young college student named Joe, who shared an apartment with three other graduate students who also had part-time jobs while attending school. Each took turns preparing the meals, which usually consisted of canned vegetables, hamburger meat, baked potato, and was barely edible. No matter how poor the meal was, Joe always said that was a mighty fine dinner. One evening, the meal was worse than usual, and Joe made his regular comment, and one of his roommates said, "Why do you always say that when that was hardly fit for human consumption?" Joe answered, "I come from a family of 11 children. My mother would spend all afternoon in the kitchen preparing dinner. And one night when she called us to the table, there was only a plate and a straw on each plate." His father looked at it and asked, "What is this straw doing on my plate?" The mother said, "Oh, you noticed. This is the first time you've given any indication that you noticed what was on your plate." Joe then said, "I vowed that I would always express my appreciation to the person who had prepared his meal." We often take for granted things for which we should be grateful. Let's consider some barriers to Thanksgiving with a view of breaking down those barriers. So one barrier to Thanksgiving is thoughtlessness. It's interesting that think, T-H-I-N-K, and thank, T-H-A-N-K, both come from the same Anglo-Saxon root word. Often we are not grateful because we just don't think. We don't think of what God has done for us. We don't think of God's love and care for us. Many are like hogs feeding at the trough, eating, and never looking up to see where the food is coming from. Many of the Psalms are beautiful songs of thanksgiving. Notice with me a very lengthy reading of Psalms chapter 30, verses 1 through 12, which says, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. That's Psalms 30, verses 1 through 12. And we'll read just three more from the book of Psalms. Psalms 103, 1 through 5 reads, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Psalms 105, verses 1 through 3 reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. And Psalms 106, verses 103 reads, Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Thus a psalmist enumerates the ways in which he had been blessed by God. In what ways are we blessed? We need to give thanks for his printed word, the printed song books that we have so that we can worship in an orderly fashion, this building that we meet in so that we can sit in the comfort that we are accustomed to. Give thanks for our teachers, our song leaders, and our spiritual fellowship with the Father and each other. We need to give thanks for forgiveness, redemption, knowledge of the truth, and God's mercy and grace. We usually give thanks for the big things, but often we forget the small things. Dr. Paul Rees tells the true story of a man whose job was to transport people who had been committed to a mental hospital. After delivering a patient one day, he was walking back to his car when he heard a voice call out, Hey, you! It came from one of the upper floors. Looking up, the man called back, Are you speaking to me? Why, yes, I am, came the reply. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever thanked God for having a healthy mind? To say the least, the driver was stunned. He said, I suddenly realized that I had been bringing people to this facility for some 15 years, yet I had never once thanked God for having a healthy mind. Truly, let us learn to give thanks for the things we so often take for granted. Barriers to thanksgiving? Faithlessness. Giving thanks is the spontaneous expression of those who have a genuine faith in God. People who refuse to believe can never really be thankful. The Bible says, For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, reads Romans 1, 20 and 21. All gifts come from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, the Bible says, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning, James 1:17. If we don't give thanks, do we really believe all things come from God? Could a poor response to God be due to a poor faith in God? Sobering questions indeed. Barriers to thanksgiving? What about discontentment? Before we can genuinely be thankful, we must develop contentment. Paul said, Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and know how to abound. Everywhere, in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, Philippians 4:11-12. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. Too many suffer from the thanks but syndrome. Some are grateful but are not satisfied. Some say thanks but ask, how can I receive more? Some say thanks but ask, why didn't I receive something else? Consider how the early pilgrims in this country were grateful. Of the 102 who started on the voyage of the Mayflower, 46 had died in that first year. They had only a few personal possessions and lived in crude log huts. After those first hard years, they had a custom that at their Thanksgiving Day dinner, there would be 5 kernels of corn on each plate. Before the meal, each person would be required to mention 5 things for which to be thankful. The 5 kernels reminded them that at one time, it was the daily allotment of corn. 5 kernels per person, per day. Wow. Instead of complaining about our hardships and problems, let us enumerate the things for which we can be thankful. Barriers to thanksgiving, selfishness. Those who have been blessed by God must learn to be a blessing to others. Consider with me the lengthy reading of Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 23 and continuing through the verse 35. Matthew 18:23-35. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. The servant owed his master an enormous sum. Those who are much smarter than I have said each talent equaled 91 pounds. There are 16 ounces in a pound, so he owed 10,000 talents, and when multiplied, equaled about $16 million. It took about 15 years of labor to earn one talent. Thus, it would take 150,000 years of labor to pay his debt. His fellow servant only owed him 100 denarii, which was the common day's wages. Thus it would take about 100 days of labor to pay his debt. Not showing mercy to others indicates that we are not thankful for the mercy God has shown to us. Selfishness says, why should I be thankful? I earned it myself. I deserve more than I received. Why help others? They haven't helped me. Barriers to thanksgiving? What about failure through neglect? Consider with me Luke chapter 17, 11 through 19. And it came to pass as he, that is Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. No doubt the other 9 lepers were thankful for their healing, but they failed to show their appreciation. Most of us are thankful for God's blessings, but through neglect, we fail to express our appreciation. In closing, let's resolve to be a thankful people. In Africa, there is a fruit called the sweet berry. It is so called because it changes a person's taste so that everything eaten tastes sweet and pleasant. Sour fruit, even eaten several hours after the sweet berry, becomes sweet and delicious. Thanksgiving might be called the sweet berry of Christianity. When our hearts are filled with gratitude, nothing seems unpleasant or overbearing to us. When sorrowed, we can sweeten our grief with gratitude. When burdened, we can lighten our burden by singing God's praises. When disappointed, we can dispel our heartache by making others grateful. When sick, we can grow strong in our soul, thanking God that we are healthy and strong spiritually. Have we shown our appreciation to God for what He has done for us? We need to be thankful for the salvation God has provided. We should show our appreciation by obeying Him and continually remaining faithful in Him. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing?
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood. Jesus,
what can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh. That makes me want.